Did you know that Game Pass or Pass is brought to you for free because of Spotify for Podcasters? It's a totally free platform, and you can make a podcast today for free. Spotify for Podcasters lets you record and edit podcasts right from your phone or computer. So no matter what your setup is like, you can start creating today. Then you can distribute your podcast to Spotify and everywhere else that podcasts are heard. And if you think about taking your podcast to the next level with a video podcast, Spotify can help you too. With Spotify for Podcasters, you can also earn money in a variety of ways that includes ads and podcast subscriptions. So what are you waiting for? Download the Spotify for Podcasters app or go to spotify.com/podcasts to get started right now.
Now time for not an easy edition, not a hard edition, but a medium edition of Game Pass or Pass, the podcast where we play games on Microsoft's Game Pass service and tell you which games to pass on to your friends and which games to simply pass on by to the afterlife, you might say. I am Corey. I am joined by the medium himself. He's seen the other worlds. He's been in dual realities on PC. Basher.
Follow me now. I'm going to change my name to Miss Cleo.
Is she still around?
She's probably dead.
Wow. That's went straight to dead. I figured she'd just be retired, but you went straight to dead.
No. She's 6 feet.
Okay. All right, then.
That is not... I'm sure of it.
We are not here to talk about Miss Cleo. We're here to talk about The Medium, which is the latest and greatest game on Game Pass. But before we talk about that, I want to give a little shout out and a thanks. We went up 4 reviews since the beginning of 2021. I almost said 2015. I don't know why. Since the beginning of 2021. And I promise you those
better days.
Those reviews help. Keep them coming. I greatly appreciate it. I cannot tell you enough how much they help. So to all you new folks, welcome. You're in for a ride. And did you know you can email us at gpopfans@gmail.com? You can be a part of this show. You can't. It's just that simple. All right, let's talk about this. Here are the details. This was developed by Blooper Team, known for games like Layers of Fear and the Observer, regularly priced at $49.99, is a third-person adventure game available on PC and Xbox Series X and S. Are no cloud saves, no DLC. This is one of the few games. This is a, quote, true next-gen game. This is not on Xbox One. You got to have the big boy or the slim-down boy.
Did you mention Blair Witch as well?
That was a co-development, I believe. That is not one of their more regarded titles. I try to stick with the stuff that people like. So sometimes.
You say people don't like Blair Witch? That's crazy, man.
Sure. Whatever you say. Whatever you say. This one is only available on Xbox Series X and S. On Xbox One X, you'll get a 4K resolution. It is dynamic, though, so it actually kind of hovers around 1440p most of the time. And you will get ray-traced reflections. On the Series S, you get a 1080p resolution, and unfortunately, you only get subspace reflections. No ray tracing for you S owners. But if you have an S, you probably don't care. And Basher, unfortunately, you're still rocking a 1080, aren't you?
I am.
So you probably didn't even get any ray tracing, did you? No ray tracing for you.
I mean, 1 out of 10, worst game ever.
Worst game ever. No DLSS. DLSS is amazing, I have to say. As a 2060 owner who plays at 1440p, not a baller card, but that DLSS, man, the future is now. Third person adventure game, The Medium. Let's talk about it.
Let's talk about The Medium. So, first of all, what is this? As you said, it's a third-person psychological horror game. I mean... This is one of those games where this is one of those games where I have an issue with it kind of like up front, because it starts off so slow. Like, just I get it. You have to build a story, you have to introduce characters and whatnot. There are a lot of ways to do that. And slowly walking around in an apartment looking for a tie clip is not the way to do it for me. So you start off playing this character, I believe her name was Marianne. Am I right?
That is correct, sir.
All right. So she has these dreams of a glow girl being shot on the pier, and it wakes her up at night, and she knows something's to it, because she, as the title says, is a medium. She has super duper powers where she can cross over to the other world while at the same time experiencing the current world, and that's shown in the gameplay through a series of puzzle mechanics where your screen basically turns to a split screen. On the left side, you have the current world, and on the right side, you have the afterlife world. So you use this very weak mechanic to solve weak puzzles, get yourself to a very weak story, and it's that's the medium.
this is one of those games where I'm going to ask the question that I ask a lot. Is this just not for us? I don't like this game. Top to bottom, I do not like it. And
I thought you would give it a better chance than I would, honestly.
I finished it. I don't know why. but I did finish it. I look at stuff like Blair Witch and Observer, and you know, people rave about Observer and they really like that game. And I think part of it was the Xbox One version was a little rough. So I was not playing a version that, performed well. It looked okay. Like it had a great art style, but it ran at a low resolution. And, you know, even on it didn't really have 1X support. So maybe that was just a bad version of that game. And we played Blair Witch, and I feel like this team is talented. They just aren't harnessing their talent correctly. And it comes down to it to me is just these games are way too long and they have nothing to say. And the medium to me, like Observer, I think is their best game from start to finish in terms of the story that it tells, the world that it creates. I think it's extremely well done. Blair Witch, go ahead.
I have a question before you continue about Observer. I didn't play it. This is going to sound like super facetious, but is Observer a video game?
It's very similar to this, but first person. There is no. Yeah, there is no. I don't say there's no chat. Like there's no combat, really. You know, these games are, they're very one note, and I just don't like playing them. And to get back to the medium, no spoilers or anything. But the story is, you gave the basic premise, and that is basically the premise through the whole game. Like at the very beginning, she gets a phone call and there's just a mysterious voice that's like, I can tell you about your powers kind of thing. And they drop hints throughout the game. Like if you're paying attention, you can probably put it together. But by the end, nothing really happens. You know, you don't get answers. You don't get a conclusion. And it's frustrating. It's extremely frustrating to play a game that, you know, it's not a AAA game. So, you know, I don't expect animations to be amazing. I don't expect the gameplay to be as tight. I don't expect God of War here. You know, and that's being facetious and just like, well, a game is a game kind of thing, but whatever. I just don't expect those high cinematic experiences. Mm-hmm. But even then, I'm just disappointed. Like, the game looks really nice at points. The the dual reality stuff is neat. Like, the art is very neat, and I enjoy when the game flexes its muscles, which are the dual reality puzzles and are the set piece moments in terms of really showing off like what this team can do from art perspectives of the story and jump scares. And the problem is all of that stuff in this 8-hour game, it maybe happens like 6 times. Like, there was like 6 times I was playing this game, I was like, this is cool. And there's a mechanic with the dual reality puzzles where basically you sort of turn in the real world, you turn something or move something and it mimics, it doesn't mimic, but it changes the afterlife world. And it's a puzzle that basically like opens up different avenues and opens up new possibilities kind of thing. And that happens not enough. Like that is the coolest thing about this game, but you spend so much time just walking around doing nothing that I'm just bored. And I'm so bored.
I don't understand this genre of game where it's going to sound, and I don't mean to make the developer sound talentless, but it goes, I mean, it's across the board. These games are barely games. Like, and it bothers me, like, when I have to play these, and they get this so much recognition, because I'm like, I just don't see the point of putting games like this on a console where, like, you can almost play it on, like, your TV with your TV remote. Like, when it gets that close to, like, non-gameplay avenue of, like, a video game. Because, I mean, the dual screen, I had a lot of hope for. Once that mechanic kicked in, I'm thinking, okay, this is where the game starts to set itself apart from other games in this genre. Because now this is where the puzzles start to get more intricate, more challenging, more creative. And it doesn't at all.
It really doesn't, like, yeah.
Like,
this game is not difficult at all.
The only point of these games are to tell a story. And when you make a game like that, you have to be on the level of like the first Walking Dead from Telltale. If you're not on that level of story and character creation, then the game falls flat on its face for me.
Yeah, I agree for the most part. I hate not saying they're not games, because they are. They're adventure games. You know, like, we've been playing adventure games for 40 years. You know, but I think that's where my problem is that this game feels old in so many perspectives, and I look at something like A King's Tale, or I'm sorry, A Knight's Tale, and no, sorry, that's a movie. King's Quest. King's Quest is the game I'm looking for, and that game is very much this, but it's got so much character in it, and I don't want to say consequences because that's not right, but it feels like the modern adventure game. And then you brought up The Walking Dead, and I agree. Like, I feel like this game, the difference between King's Quest King's Quest and something like The Walking Dead is that The Walking Dead has a story to tell, and The King's Quest does too, but it tells its story through comedy. So it's just presented in a different way. This is a psychological third-person horror game, and you spend a lot of time just walking around. And it's not even really a good one of those, because I hate adventure games where you can just get stonewalled because you aren't seeing something or you aren't picking something up. In this case, there was an instance to where I basically had to figure out a name, right? And there's a list. I look at the list. I then have to go around and sort of listen to an audio log and sort of piece together this person's name. There's no challenge here, though. It's a matter of simply doing it in the right order. You have to look at the list, listen to the audio log, and then pick the chair, and, you know, But the thing was, is that I did all of that. I figured out the name, but I didn't go back to the list and press the X button on the list to sort of trigger the next event. I walked around for like 30 minutes and I could not figure out what I was doing wrong. Lo and behold, I finally go back to that list and I look at it. There's a tiny little circle next to the number 6. I had to move my cursor over and then press the X button. And then instantly I was transitioned to the next scene. And it's just like, that is such an old, old design problem we have fixed. And when you combine that with the fact that I genuinely feel like this story is not worth telling because of the end, I sort of finished this game and was like, yeah, that was kind of a waste of time. Like, and it's super frustrating because I think this team has talent. They just need to focus it. And if you want to tell a great story, then tell the great story, because graphics, you're good at. Art, you're good at. Writing a story.
Yeah, I like the art.
Yeah, writing a story, I think you're good at, but telling the story, I just feel like you're just missing it. You're constantly missing it. And it's just super frustrating. Like, I'm
it's
just
extremely
so annoyed.
Frustrating.
Yes.
In
I'm
games
so
like these, because it's all about the story. Like, you don't have any gameplay, so you have to have the greatest story of all time. Like, that's the problem with these types of games. You can't get by on mediocre gameplay or mediocre story. You have to have the best, like, top 5 stories, video game stories of the year to get by with stuff like this. It's why people love the first Walking Dead, and from then on we're like, they made more of those.
Yeah, Until Dawn is another one. Like, I feel like Until Dawn figured out a modern adventure game, and it doesn't always have to be about choices. Like, it's just about pushing the player through the experience. That's what an adventure game is. You go on an adventure. I don't want to spend 30 minutes running around because I forgot to press the X button and look at a list. Like, it's just so frustrating. I always want to ask the question, like, is this just not for us? Like, is there something we're missing? Like,
I have no problem saying these games are not for me. I don't even consider them. I barely consider them video games. Like, I honestly do. Like, whenever I play a game like this, I just feel like you got to, like, again, I mean, no disrespect to the team, but whenever I play games like this, I just feel like, all right, you didn't make it in Hollywood, so you got together and put a bunch of cutscenes together, and in between the cutscenes, I get to walk around. Like, right. and that's what you call gameplay. And the thing is, like, and I'm glad you clarify what you meant by old adventure game, because and I'm not to compare it to everything else, but just somewhat recently I finished playing Disco Elysium. That's old school as heck. Right. Like, that's super old school. And it's one of the best games I've ever played in my life. And much like King's Quest, it drags you along this mystery in a much better way. The stories are much better told, but yet you have a ton of characters that stand out. The dialogue is just amazing, and everything's just clicking. And even when you get stuck, you're not stuck in a way where you just simply forgot something. It's more like you're on this adventure going, and you just have to talk to people. And when you talk, and talking to people, the dialogue, the way it's presented, everything about it has way more oomph to it. And then you have games like these where they give you this, I mean, not big 3D world, but you get, again, because the game looks good. So when you're inside this old facility, this old hospital, and you're walking around, and just literally just walking around, you're hoping for something to kind of jump out at you. You're hoping for something unexpected to happen, but it just never occurs.
Right. And it does, but it's so few and far between that it just...
I mean, the mall is the the monster, the creature in this. And no spoilers on what that is, but that's the creature in this. That's the nemesis from Resident Evil, if you will.
Well, and they try to like make a stealth segment out of it.
God, it's so bad.
Yeah,
it's
and it's
so
like
bad.
This isn't fun. Like this is like I don't get it. And you can like hold your breath, and that's basically all I do. Like I just hide behind something, press the right stick to hold my breath, and it leaves me alone. Like that's not engaging in any capacity. Like that's just there's why do I need to do that? It doesn't. And it doesn't help the story at all. Me running from this thing does not help the story. And I don't get it. I just don't get it.
And it's not, and I'm going to compare it to another game. I feel like this game kind of reset the trend, if you will. Amnesia, when that first came out,
right?
That game just set the world by storm, and as it should. I feel like Amnesia kind of stands up and the original, and you're basically just walking, solving puzzles in that game. But what that game does so well is that it uses its ambiance, it uses its environment to further scare you.
Right. That game trolls you all the time, but which keeps you in a constant sense of fear. Like,
absolutely. So like you're always on edge. You're always double guessing every move. Like as you walk through a long hallway, you're like, oh man, something's going to happen. Like something. If nothing happens, it's almost even better because you just trick yourself into being.
Right.
Scared.
Yeah, Outlast is another one. Like, I get Amnesia late, but Outlast was that game for me that really just, like, the camera mechanic of you know, you have light at all times, but it's just smart. It's very smart.
Right, and this game has, I guess I'm more disappointed in this game particularly because that split screen mode has so much potential. It's like you could do so much with that, and it's just degraded to, hey, you want to open up this door? Go over there on your right side of the screen and pick up the light, and then bring it back and flash it at the button.
Right, and there's
now the door is open.
Yeah, the thing that where the split screen mode just sort of, you know. What's the word I'm looking for? Proved to me that it there was no real design choices behind it. Was when you go into the whatever the other world, whatever you want to call it, you can basically press B or hold B, and you sort of then can walk around freely. And it's like
the outer body experience.
Yeah, that thing. Yeah, the outer body experience. It's like what's the point of the dual screen thing then? Like, I don't get it, because if I'm just walking around in one to open the puzzle, like it's not really dual screen anymore. Like, yeah, the other screen is still up there, but she's just standing there. Marianne's just standing there. And I'm like, that's not okay. Like, I guess I don't.
And she's literally just standing on the left side, which is the perfect time for you to say, here comes a monster.
Something.
And he's like, anything. Oh man, like I got it now. Now I have to like fumble around and do this quickly or do this efficiently or figure out if I want to let go of my out body experience earlier than I need to. But it's like, no, like it's just it, like, and the medium is not the only game that does this. There's so many games in this genre where you just walk around, and I just don't, and I just do not understand, like honestly I do not understand this type of game, like where you just walk around and the gameplay is pressing X on an item. Like this, it just doesn't do it for me.
That's such a touchy topic because people are like, it is a game, it's not. But I just feel like we've progressed to a point to where this style of adventure game has been trumped in every capacity.
Absolutely.
And that even being said, to me, where it really falls apart is the story. I genuinely feel like the story is just not worth telling because they do not, it does not end. There is no end to this game. which is extremely frustrating. Like, at least at the end, maybe you would get a payoff, but you don't. So it's frustrating for that reason. But yeah, I feel like we've talked enough about it. It's very clear we don't recommend this one. I cannot, for me personally, we've asked that question. Is it just, are we just missing something? But in this one, even if we are missing something, I think there's an argument to be had that this is just a bad game. This is not a situation where we just don't get it. I think there's enough that I can point to and say, no, this is just bad. This is not well designed in many aspects. Again, art is fantastic. Looks really great. Like it is not the next gen game, though. It is not the game that is going to flex your system. It looks good, but it is not a genre defining graphical experience by any means. And it's got ray trace reflections. Cool. Control has that kind of thing. I guess I'm kind of bitter at this game, but I did play it. I could have stopped, but I felt like I needed to see the end, and joke's on me.
Yeah, I completely agree. I knew within the first 10 minutes of this game that I was not going to enjoy it. I just don't get these types of games in general. And it's exactly like you said, there are too many games in this genre that got it right, and they set a bar, and I don't have the patience to play through something like this where it just doesn't advance the genre in any way, shape, or form. And it's one of the easier genres to advance. There's so many things you could do with this, like just so many things you could do, and I think it's the absolute bare minimum for me.
Yeah, I agree. So, all right. Unfortunately, when it comes to the medium, we're going to pass on it. Other stuff to play, other stuff to do. So before we take off, obviously, we keep saying we're going to play this, we're going to play that. I think we got to stop talking about that because we keep missing games. Stuff keeps coming out. But unfortunately, life is life, and sometimes we miss weeks and stuff like that. So this is my pledge to say we're going to do better about playing the stuff that we say we are going to play. English is hard. That being said, the next episode will be Cyber Shadow. We did play that, so that will be the next episode. And I can guarantee that at some point we will be talking about Sea of Thieves because I don't want to say the final content for Sea of Thieves has come out because that is not true, but it seems like they are moving towards a more seasonal approach, meaning that I think a lot of that content in that game in terms of adventures and quests and stuff, it seems like most of that stuff is locked in. I think we'll get some new stuff, but they're moving towards seasons, I think, to be more cosmetic with it. That being said, they've done a lot to that game since we played it. We've played more of it. I want to talk about it, but I think we still need to play a little bit more. We need to get into the seasons before we make a sort of final verdict on that game. So, but all right, I think that is going to do it for this episode. Again, you can email us at gpopfans@gmail.com. You can also leave us a voicemail if you want. You can do that on Anchor through the app platform, or you can just give us a phone call and leave us a message. 574-651-9256. Again, 574-651-9256. As always, please rate us. I promise you it helps. Hopefully by the end of this year, we can maybe... I want to get to try to like 30 to 40 reviews by the end of this year. So it doesn't take long, but it helps tremendously. But all right, that's going to do it for this episode of Game Pass or Pass. We will see you next time with Cyber Shadow.
Good day, sirs.